RTR.
RKN4, VWA.
Just had a car pull out in front of me here. I had to slow down, but not before I let them know I was displeased.
It just don't do like I do, Tom.
That never happened. Takes up every time.
No, I caught one in the treads of my truck tire. It took me 10 miles to get that thing slung loose. I just about ran over them.
He gets mad at me, but that's what I did. And I mean, they just blatantly pulled in front of me with a couple of car lengths left, and I was running 45, so I just get up where they can read the emblem on the front of my truck.
Some friends of mine that I'm going to buy myself a 1960 Buick Roadmaster that's rusted out real good, but it's just a land yacht. And I'm going to go out and play some bumper pool.
I'm very familiar with those. There used to be an old boy, his name was Frank Boldrini, and he would come into our grocery store every night and buy salami. Look at that. They just ran through the stop sign in front of another guy here in a big truck. I'm telling you, people do anything.
What are you talking to today?
Going down and get some peaches and maybe some push water down here at Fisher's Orchard. And Bernice wanted some of these big red varieties. Steve, I'm telling you, that's the best variety of the whole year. You can actually cut that peach up in a bowl and eat it without any sugar on it whatsoever.
Well, and that's what my wife uses to make peach jam out of. Matter of fact, every year she'll make up a big run and make up enough jars of peach jam where I can have at least one a month in the refrigerator all through the wintertime. Oh, it's good.
Jelly-wise, the only one I like is grape jelly, but Bernice, she likes most all of it, I think. But she don't like jelly, do you, Mom?
I don't like anything.
She likes anything, she says. consider that me included, I guess, Steve, but leave myself wide open there. But, yeah, the different varieties that come in, they're sequential as to when they ripen. The Big Red, I don't know if it's the largest, I kind of think it is, but all year long we eat peaches, and she kept saying the Big Reds were the best, and we sent a box to my nephew up in Boston the other day, and he says, Bernice is right, and that's the sweetest peach of the year.
Yeah, my wife likes to go over to she likes for me to take her to Strawberry Hill and buy a whole bunch of strawberries. So all through the winter I have strawberry jam and peach jam. So anyhow, well, guess what, Bubba? I'm headed down to Anderson with three friends of mine, and we're going down there to a couple of the stores to see if we can find some reloading and some ammo.
Like a winner. Steve, look up MissouriBullet.com, and they're a great source. And of course, right now, you know how everything is. That is inclusive of every place, but they have good cast bullets that are exceedingly hard compared to anything you can buy off the shelf. And they don't let up your barrels and that. And then I also order from Barry's Bullets now and then. It's been a while. But Barry's makes these thinner jacketed, they're full metal jacket, like 9mm for plinking. And you can drive them to about, I think, 1,100 foot per second. So maybe 1,200. So you really don't notice any difference, except they're cheaper.
Yep. Well, anyhow, maybe next time we go out on a run like this, we'll come by and grab you and take you with us.
I'd appreciate that. Whenever the dang virus gets away, our grandkids went down to Anderson there yesterday. They do that. It's not paintball. What do they call it? I don't know, soft something or other. They just really love that. They got these weapons that look like the real thing, you know. And they have fun, but not for me. But it is good exercise in that form. Steve, we've arrived, so you drive safe. Have a great time. This is Cinder O'Teal.
Yourself today. I'll talk to you later. 73 KN4 VWA. Clear.